Yeah, I if it's been in there for longer than an hour, then I usually like to run it at least another like 20 minutes just to work out any wrinkles and shit that might have like shown up.
So my dryer's got this thing called like wrinkle-free, wrinkle care, something like that. If you turn it on when the dryer's done, if you don't grab it, it'll like turn itself off again, on again for another like 5 minutes or something, and it'll keep it kind of going. And I'm like, nah, because that shit would just sit too long. I know me. I'll like shit like that doesn't have to be folded, like towels, or you know what I mean? Like not like shirts that you want to fold, you know, or whatever. T-shirt. I fold my t-shirts. Well, I fold some and I hang some. Anywho,
I don't hang any t-shirts.
I don't have enough drawers for all my shit. So they've been
I don't
separated into
like
like,
what it does. I don't like what it does to the neck.
I don't mind that because sometimes they're too constricted on my neck, and a lot of shirts that I end up cutting the neck or taking the hem off.
Yeah. But that's a
Anywho.
girly thing. Like
Yeah,
I don't
you
look
can't do
good
that.
in that look,
Right.
unfortunately.
So my hanging up closets are like, my hanging up shirts are like good shirts, and my folded shirts are like everyday shirts, if that makes sense.
Every day, all day, every day. But
Anywho,
yeah, I usually like if my last load is like towels and shit, like if it sits there overnight and I fold it in the morning, I'm fine with it.
So usually my last load is whites, and that's usually just towels and maybe some of socks or something. Yeah. And that's about it. So it's usually like, yeah, those are the ones that tend to get left in the dryer sometimes overnight. So that's the white stuff. I'll pull out Josh's chef jackets if there's any in there, and then it's kind of the rest of the same.
Oh yeah, his chef jackets, because I was like, we don't really own a lot of white,
No,
so I
my
don't.
white pile is very low. That's why also.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wash like our underwear and socks together by themselves, because that way it's easier for me to find them.
See, all my socks are colored and all Josh's socks are black.
Oh, see, no, mine are black,
We have
and
like he has
she's
very
fighting my
few
style.
short white socks. He's got very and he only gets to wear those like on the weekend because work he wears like
Okay.
black but like athletic socks are like thick.
Oh,
Anywho,
yeah, because he's on his feet all day. Sure, of course. That makes 50 Cent.
He's got a couple white jackets, but he doesn't like to wear them because he gets them dirty. So he's got black jackets, and those are the ones that. So I have to do our black loads a lot because our black loads, because I throw gray in with my black loads.
Sure.
So it's always our most full.
Yeah, I and we've talked about this before. I only do my laundry and the wife's. Little Home Slice does her own, and she's been doing
Oh,
her own
that's
since she
good.
was six. So
I'm doing a shameless plug. Well, it's not shameless because they aren't paying me, but I have to
ooh,
say, I
but
know
you're
without
plugging
them,
something?
I know without them paying me, dude, I've been hooked on this Lipton's watermelon tea. They make peach, they make a mixed berry, they make like a mango and pineapple or something like that. But this watermelon is a jam.
It's watermelon tea.
It's green tea watermelon flavored.
I usually it's fun. It's weird because there's some fruits that I enjoy their made up flavors more than I do their actual flavors.
And watermelon's got to be one of them.
And watermelon is 100 percent one of them. Like I love me some watermelon flavored things. I don't
Which you
like
don't
eating
find
watermelon.
much. Like, okay, Jolly Rancher. It's not like you can get a watermelon flavored cupcake or cookie very often.
No, but like I keep a big jar of Jolly Ranchers around. And
All flavors?
yeah. So it's got purple,
Okay,
cherry,
so
apple.
rank the Jolly
Oh
Rancher
shit.
flavors
Okay.
in
All
order.
right. This is actually a really good question because like sometimes like I always pick like one of each flavor, right? To eat, you know, like if I'm just hanging out and I'm playing video games, I'll pick like five and have five. And then so depending on how frisky I'm feeling, like if I want like instant gratification, I'll have the cherry one or the watermelon first, right? But usually my go-to, like if I just like grab one, if like I'm just passing through, is probably the grape one. So I would say that it would be watermelon, cherry, grape, apple. And what's the last flavor? Is that it? I think that's it, right? There's only four.
Blue.
Blue. I like the blue one So I would
I
say
only
that
said
the
that because I had a drawer. I had that was the last bag of candy I had in my desk was Jolly Ranchers, and there's a few of them floating around in there. They're probably purple and blue.
Yeah, I like the blue ones too. So I would say, but I would put probably the green before the blue. So blue would be the last one, I guess. I love them all, but you know, I would say in that order.
So my flavor ranking goes for Jolly Ranchers and the jelly beans. What are the jelly bellies?
Jelly bellies.
Okay, the same for jelly bellies goes the same for Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty much watermelon and apple, and the rest can fuck off.
Oh, damn. Wow. All right. But how do you really
Watermelon
feel
and
though?
apple for some reason. You know what? I don't mind cherry when it comes to the jelly bellies because the green and the red look great together at Christmas time. And you know, I'm not mad at a bowl of those hanging around. Don't fuck with, I would never in a million years grab a mixed bag of jelly bellies. Fuck off.
Oh, funny. No, see, I.
I'm not fucking with like 90% of those flavors.
Oh, no, see, I like them all. I like them all, but like, I mean, yes, I have my favorites, but I'm still gonna fuck with like a, you know, like a
It's
blue
almost like I
one,
don't
a
want to waste
purple
my
one.
time.
What do you got else to do?
I'd rather just more eat more of the watermelon and green apple ones.
All right, fine.
I've been watching a lot of Cookie Challenge, and I told you before, I think there's only Halloween and Christmas, and I already blew Halloween was only two seasons, so I blew through that already.
Oh, yeah.
So Christmas I'm watching, and here's what sucks. Like I was kind of watching it to get, you know, tips and ideas, whatever, but
Yeah.
you can't really do that because it's a challenge and there's a time limit. And the thing is like half of them leave the fucking decorating to the end and it's just like shit ass decorating. It was just like,
No, you
cause
need
it,
one of those competition shows where it's, you know, where it's they're more, it's not a rush job.
yeah. Give them a better time limit or something, or
Yeah, or don't give them no time limit and just be
make,
like,
yeah, make the dough ahead of time, come into the cookies and then decorate, you know?
So that way, you know, like all the dirty work is done. No, because that's he's even a bad example. I was gonna say the Ace of Cakes or whatever, but he runs a business and the show is basically about the
Okay,
business.
so funny enough, he was the judge on the second season of the Halloween Cookie Challenge.
Oh, really?
Is it Ace of Cakes? No, the other guy, Duff, the other cake
Duff, that's
guy.
the and we were the funny thing is we were both referencing the same guy because
Okay,
that's what I meant
yeah.
too. Not that not yeah.
Isn't Ace of Cakes the Italian guy or the other guy?
The Ace of Cakes is the Italian guy, I
What was
believe.
Duff's called? I remember the shop. We totally watched the show about the shop. But he hasn't done that in like fucking like 10 years. Now he's just
Wow.
like a total HGTV like host. He's like,
Yeah.
yeah,
I
I'm
mean,
not
so
mad. He makes a good host. Good job.
yeah,
His crew's probably like, great, get those cameras on my face. Go back to my job.
like the only like the only thing I ever see that dude on is the Kids Bacon ones with Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh, that's cute shit.
Yeah.
So, last night when I texted you, I realized because Josh got home and we had dinner and watched something, and then it's like I threw on something after dinner and forgot I should have just thrown on the movie. So then by the next thing you know, I was getting tired. I was like, it was like 8 o'clock and I was yawning, going, "Oh shit, I didn't forgot to watch the movie. And there's no way I was
Oh,
gonna stay awake."
God.
But I did watch it this morning. But when we were flipping around last night when we were on HBO, you have Max, right?
Yes.
So they. I came across this series. I think because they have like they have HGTV. Okay, they have
Yeah.
TLC, everything
Yeah.
TLC, like Lifetime Network, like ID Channel, a bunch of that shit, right?
Yeah, when they all merged with the Discovery shit, they ended up
Yeah.
inheriting all that stuff.
So I ran across this series called Death by Fame, and it was all different episodes, and it was like one of them was like, I didn't know the story, but I guess Judge Judy had a bailiff that shot his ex-wife or shot somebody or something like that.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah, Josh goes, "Oh, is that Judge Judy's bailiff?" I'm like, "I didn't know this story. How did you know this?" I'm
Man,
like,
no
"You didn't know it
idea.
either." Yeah. So anyway, I was
Damn.
looking around at the episodes. Episode one, season one, is a story about a girl named Amy Harwick. Do you know
Amy
that name at
Harwick.
all? Does it sound familiar to you at all?
the
She's kind of,
names separately do, but not together.
so she's kind of become this one of her friends in this documentary. It was like a made for TV hour long documentary. So, without commercials, it's like 40 minutes where they're interviewing people in her life and stuff like that.
Sure.
She was killed by an ex-lover. She was he basically threw her out of a window, strangled her and threw her out of her window.
Wait, who did that?
Her ex-lover, an ex-boyfriend
Oh my
of
God.
hers. The story was a little bit popular because at one time before that, she was engaged to Drew Carey. So when the story came
Okay.
out that she died, it was like, oh, Drew Carey's ex-fiancé killed
Okay. I
by
just
ex-lover or whatever, right?
vaguely sounds familiar. I'm just thinking of some other person famous
She
that
looks
had the
like
same.
she's very cute. She looks like a Dita Von Teese, looks like very much a little pinup style, very
Okay, then
cute girl. She did some
yeah, that
modeling and
then
shit like that. She was
this
a
definitely
fam.
is.
She went to she had a PhD and master's, and she was actually a family relationship and sex therapist.
Wow.
And it was one of those typical cases where, she's like told her friend she was scared. She goes, if something ever happens to me, it was this fucking guy. And
Wow.
it was that fucking guy.
Ugh. That's always hard to hear because they're like foretelling already that.
So the story itself is quite sad and quite fascinating, but like one of her friends in the story said she was obsessed with Hollywood murders and then she kind of became a Hollywood murderer. It's like, that's true, that sucks. Why the
Oh,
story is
yeah.
kind of fascinating personally to me is
Yeah.
ev and why I watch her story every time it pops up is because there's a big part of it, well, the part of it that they leave out all the time and it makes me sad. Her first husband was she married the guy who was the drummer in Spineshank, who was a very close friend of mine. And Josh and I went to that wedding.
Oh, fuck.
And then they split up for whatever reason. And then she went on to have this crazy life and, was eventually murdered. Last year, the guy who killed her was actually sentenced to, he got life in prison. It was premeditated. They found a syringe under her bed filled with fucking liquid nicotine. That's just
What the
straight to kill
fuck?
somebody. So he went there with a syringe of nicotine he planned on injecting her with. But in the
Oh.
struggle, he didn't get a chance and he ended up strangling her and throwing her out of her balcony. So they're like, the fact that he showed up with a
Wow.
syringe was it was totally premeditated.
Okay. But wow, and like he's just now getting convicted for that.
I think it was last year, but yeah, recently. Like, yeah, within the last 6
Jesus.
months. Because when I watched the story, they said that he wasn't he ha he was going to trial in 2023. So yeah, he's just in
Okay.
trial. Okay, so to
So
make things,
technically you've met that per this person.
I was at her wedding. I was at her
Yeah.
first wedding. So yeah,
Wow, that's trippy.
they had a monkey. They had like a guy that brought one of those little dancing like organ
Like
monkeys in the
Marcel the
thing.
monkey?
Yes, 100%. That's
Oh.
always the thing we talk about at that wedding. And then the funny thing is we left that night and we flew out to a trip to Mexico like the next morning.
Oh, crazy. Look at you
Okay,
guys all jet setting.
so here's where this documentary gets even a little bit weirder, okay?
With the same story.
Yeah, same story. Like I said, it's one of the people that pops up in this story as like quote unquote friend of that was giving his opinion was an ex-boyfriend of mine.
I'm sorry, what?
The ex-boyfriend that used to work in the music business. Let's not name names, but he pops up as a figurehead and giving his. He's like, we were friends because she was from Philadelphia. And I'm like, I never knew they were friends. I never knew they were friends. And I look at my husband, I go, was he at their fucking wedding if they were such good friends? And he goes, 100% he was at their wedding. I'm like, okay, I don't remember that. I only remember you and the monkey. But
All right, I'm gonna mouth that person's name.
yeah.
Wow. And no idea.
I didn't either. And he's like, oh, yeah, it was nice to see a friend from back home doing great in LA. And then I was just sitting there so shocked after the fact that I'm like, he didn't grow up in Philadelphia. He grew up in fucking Jersey.
Yeah, he's a
I mean, I
Jersey
know they're
boy.
all close together, but it's like.
But they'll tell every person that lives in Jersey and New York will tell you that there's a difference.
100%. But no, it was just weird to see this person pop up on your TV screen. So I'm saying, if you want to check that episode out.
Oh man, it's funny because that guy had come up in my brain recently, and I was like, I don't even know how. Like, I think I ended up. Oh, I think I got some notification because the only Facebook I have is Sophia's, and
Okay.
that I haven't even like updated it ever, so I should probably deactivate that one. But I had gotten some notification. I'm like, oh yeah, fucking Facebook, and then I ran into that guy, and I was like, oh,
On
this.
Facebook?
Yeah, because
Oh, okay.
how it I,
Oh,
how
you
it,
actually went on it, you said, and then like
yeah.
it's like what, people you might know or something?
No, it's just weird
Oh.
because like this kid always was like, nah, I don't want to get into it.
Cool, let's not. I'm just saying it was weird that she talked to him
Yeah,
on the TV screen.
let's,
And I'm
yeah,
like,
I agree. There we go. That's all I'll say. I'll agree.
and back to the documentary, I'm like, I did not know they were friends. What, is that odd? Is that's got to be weird, right? I
But I
mean,
feel like
like
that dude like tried to make friends with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So like he probably
100%.
met
Thank you
her.
very much. Thank you very much. And then if someone came along with a camera crew and said, "Hey, you want to talk about this chick?" He would have said, "Yeah. Yeah, I'll do it." Is that you?
Yeah. The kid liked to talk. He was a talker. Remind me a lot of David.
Oh my God, they would be great friends. I'm on jury duty this week.
My condolences.
Like I
That's
checked in on
unfortunate.
Friday and they're like, "Oh, check in again Monday at 11:30 because you're on standby." I'm like, there's no way in hell they're
11:30.
gonna be, yeah, there's no way they're gonna be like, "Okay, come now or come this afternoon." They, I
Right, like
mean,
at that point, I'm already like taking my shoes off. I've settled in. Like you're just having me call in. Like,
I think at that point it'd be like whether you're coming in the next day or not, you know, because it's like, this is,
oh, okay. Because yeah, there's no way humanly
right?
possible. I'm getting in the car at 4:30 to go to fucking jury
No, it was
court.
11. It's 11:30.
I mean, but it feels like 4:30 at that point. You know what I'm saying? It just at that point, it might as well be fucking 6 o'clock in rush hour.
Okay, let me ask you this. I was on the phone with one of my bosses, right, going, "Hey, I got jury duty. What should I do?" And they're like, "Well, just get back up until everybody, they're kind of on standby and just in case and blah, blah, blah." So I was talking to him, and he said the only time he's ever had to do jury duty was in the state of Oregon. And basically, you have to show up the first day, Monday. You have to show up for one full day, and you sit around and wait all day. And if you're called on a case, you're called on a case. And then you're not, you're excused, you're done, you're good for the, you know, go home.
But you still have to hang out there for the fucking day.
Right, but then you're not on the hook calling in all week long like we are.
I
So my question is, would you
guess.
rather get it over in one day or
No.
Oh,
No, because like I've been very fortunate and very lucky that when I've done jury duty that there are times where it's I call all week and I get off scot-free. This last time I got off scot-free.
meaning they just call in, and eventually you're excused.
Call in and then yeah, blah blah
Yeah.
blah.
Okay.
Because
So
but the funny thing is that when we moved into this house, as soon as the calendar changed to January of last year, that's when I got that fucking summons. I was like, motherfucker, we just moved and they already find me over here and shit? Assholes.
Josh got summons last year and then like forgot about it.
Oof.
And
They
then by the
don't
time
like
he called
that.
in, they're like, "Okay, well, we'll just put you on like, you'll come up again and like what a delayed or what is it like postponed or something." So
Yeah,
it's like
you can
basically,
postpone it so it doesn't look like you just
yeah. So
failed on it.
basically, they're like, "Okay, we're going to come at you again in 6 months."
Yeah.
So he already did that. So
It's a pisser.
I've got actually called in twice, like called
Okay.
made to come down. And the first time it was during Christmas, it was in December. And it was actually a day of, okay, here's what the case is about. And after lunch, we're going to actually start calling prospective juries up, jurors up and asking them questions. So we sat there for a day and then half the day, and then asked, you know, had 12 people up there and we're going through asking them questions, stuff like that. I was like, and then we got back the next day and they're like, "Merry Christmas. They settled in a court last night." Deuces, bye. And then the
Oh,
last time I
man.
got called in, I think I mentioned this was right when I was having all those back problems and I was going to have back surgery. So I told the judge, I'm like, "There's no way I can sit in this chair for
There's no way.
any length of time."
Shit. No way,
Unless
humanly possible.
I'm like, unless I can lay on the floor and you're okay with me listening that, you know. And he's like, "I've had back problems before. You're excused."
Oh God, yep. See,
Thanks,
look.
deuces, bye.
Yep. Bye. Thanks for understanding.
Yeah, so knock on wood. I've been called twice.
Yeah, hopefully they don't call you in and you just call and you call it a fucking day and blah blah blah. Ugh. I highly dislike jury duty. I once had to do grand jury duty and that was like a month.
Serious?
Yeah, like you're on
Like you had
like
to
that's
check in for a month? Oh,
no,
it's because
like
you're in LA.
I went downtown for a month.
When was
Like I
this?
when I was with United.
Dang.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I get
I was like,
and
because
I mean listen, it was like
I
either
say it's
like
because
hang out
you're
in
in
a
LA,
fucking
you're in a big
court.
town.
Yeah.
We don't have
It's
those.
I'm like hang out at a court and listen to fucking shit or actually like have to go to work. I'm like, I guess I'm going to go to grand jury duty.
I can't
The funny
remember
part
where. Oh, uh-huh.
is that if it, basically the case we had was about what's one of those ghetto cities on the west side?
Inglewood.
No, farther inland, farther in.
Compton Commerce.
With a P.
A
P
P.
not Pomona.
Paramount. Oh,
Pacoima.
Pacoima. That's where Richie Valens was born.
Pacoima. So it was a grand jury thing on the Pacoima like government or the people that are like
Oh,
it,
dang.
that had positions there because they were like taking bribes and shit. If
Dang.
they were going to keep us longer, if they would have kept us longer, you know what case I would have sat on? Robert Blake.
Ooh, Beretta.
Yep. For killing his lady and shit.
Ooh.
That would have been like the first, that would have
That
been
was a
like the
very
f
interesting, interesting situation, let's say there.
yeah. So yeah, and that was like the first time it, because I think that went to trial forever, right? But I think yeah, like we were the first ones that were going to like sit on that and then determine if it was going to go on or something, some bullshit like that. But we got out of it because they had to postpone it or delay it or something.
Crazy.
Crazy, right? Crazy.
I made another batch of cookies this weekend. I have a bunch of like hearts and Easter eggs and stuff, but
Cute.
I want to put all bad words on them.
Oh, you're like this. There's this one guy that I follow on Instagram who's a he's a tattooed, bald, bearded guy who draws really cute things, but he draws them with like bad words and stuff. Like
Okay, so like
it's him like on a he'll draw like a cute little cartoon on a unicorn that says, "Fuck you, I'm glorious," like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay, like I guess I told you before, there's this cookie company I found, but these girls are in Scotland and they were called Rude Cookies. And their cookies are a lot of like, penis shapes and things like that. But they're funny. Okay, but this is that new girl I found on Insta that I follow, and she's called Britta Bakes. That's her TikTok handle. But on Insta, like this cookie, first cookie just says Mas Puto. Wait,
That's pretty good.
I'm gonna read some off because they're just too good. So she did one like a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet, but it says "In my fuck off era." Monday is a whore, and so are you. You make my heart nut. You're not getting laid tonight. Valentine's Day, you mean penis Christmas?
Oh
This
my
one says.
God.
Allergic to bendejos.
Me too. Oh man, I have an aversion to those. Oh
Let's
fuck.
see. Oh my God. Like, look at this cookie, like all the writing on it. Like, she'll write
Oh
a
my God.
novel on this cookie, but it says, like, you're probably not finding love because you're the problem and God is protecting other people from you. Let's see. Enjoy every moment with me because one day I'm gonna block you. Learning to say
Oh.
okay instead of you got me fucked up, stupid ass bitch is real hard. Monday must be a man because it comes too fast. But I'm bummed.
Oh,
Oh, here's
damn.
this is one of my favorite sayings. Your dad is my cardio. Oh, I had to send this one to my friend. This cookie straight up says, "Dear life, could you start using lube?" Anyway, I need to think of some good shit to write on my cookies. Like, I was just gonna write like bitch and cunt and shit like that. So I need to make a list.
had to mute myself. I was choking on my spits. Oh my God. That's amazing. It's like the only problem with a cookie like that is that I wouldn't want to eat it. I
Yeah,
just want to
man.
hold on to it.
Let's go. I'll make a couple. So give me a list of what words should I put on them? These cookies.
Like how many letters can you get in? Like if I wanted like oh,
Like I'm practicing, so let's you know.
dude.
I got big cookies, I got small cookies. What do you got? What do you got?
Movie quotes on cookies.
I know, right? I'm already thinking of rap lyrics, really. I was gonna go
No.
look up some dirty rap lyrics.
No, like 60% of the time it works every time.
I can see
Or
that.
go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Uh-huh,
I
I can
mean,
do
how
that.
cute would that look on a cookie? You
All right,
know,
see, I'm writing it down. What else do you have?
I have many leather bound books. My place smells of mahogany.
That
I mean, like the entire Anchorman movie could be a cookie.
could be one. That could be a nice set. Yeah, no, I'm just thinking of like just some good solid bad words, like,
We ain't found shit.
right? That's a good one.
It's a white cookie with black lettering, and it says, "We ain't found shit."
So it's raining here. It started dumping.
Oh man, it's been off and on here. When I was driving a little home slice to her play
Ooh,
dates today.
Beastie Boys lyrics cookies.
Oh,
Cute, cool as a
White
cucumber
Castle
in a
fries
bowl
only
of
come in
hot.
one size.
Cool as a cucumber in a bowl of hot sauce.
Oh yeah.
I like my sugar with coffee and cream. So many you could do. If this could be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
I mean, I want that one, I want for sure. That one I want, like, that's a must. It's one of my favorite fucking quotes. It's gonna be that
I
kind of
have
party.
like
I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed
I
potatoes.
made some pretty big heart cookies, so I might be able to get that to fit on there.
Ooh, what about like, man, fuck your mama
That
from last time on vacation. Excuse me, can you tell me where the expressway is? Man, fuck your mama. Thank you. Oh man, this will be fun during Christmas too.
All right.
One of Little Home Slice has been using this quote quite a bit, and every time she does it in the voice, and it fucking cracks me up. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
That's a great one. Narwhal cookies.
Yep.
Yep.
Narwhal cookies to say, even if they just say bye, Woody, or
Right,
bye,
buddy.
bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Super cute.
I want to come up with all kinds of shit for your specific cookies.
Man, I need a pretty big cookie to put like Sam Jackson's whole Pulp Fiction.
Ezekiel 25:17. That's a
Yeah.
cookie sheet. That's a cookie
Yeah.
sheet.
Maybe I'll just make one that says bad motherfucker instead.
Yeah, and it looks like a wallet. Oh, it's a square,
Mm-hmm.
and you can just like angle it off to make it look like a wallet, and it says "bad motherfucker." It's the one that
Right
says "bad
on,
motherfucker." Although,
bud.
any cookie that just says "motherfucker" is gold with me too. So,
That's true. Hey, you want to talk about this movie I finally watched? Whoosh.
yeah, let me hit the music real quick.
I was thinking
Oh,
that I'm like, oh,
actually.
we didn't do that last time.
We didn't. Those were workshop times still,
100%.
and this one is not so. But I'm Bush League because I haven't shared my sound yet. But I have
That's
now.
okay. I don't have the spreadsheet up yet, but I'm working on that too.
All
Yes,
right.
keep
So
me
while
on
you do that, I'm
task.
gonna do this.
Okay.
Uno, two, tres, four.
Yo, it's the Goody Squad.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a. Oh, yeah, inappropriate.
Does last does
Inappropriate.
okay, here's a question first. Does last week's count, or is that like as a whole episode? Because I'm
That
like
was the whole episode.
memorized. Okay, all right. So then we're on 190 now.
Yeah, this is
So
190.
last week was, we never even said it was 189. We never even played the intro. It was supposed to be Saltburn, but no, for reals this week.
This is like this is like Michael Jackson says when he says this is it, this is it. And then it was. But yeah, this one is episode 190, Saltburn, which came out last year.
I'm Chiba T6. It came out on Prime on in December, which I kept thinking to this movie is I kept hearing that not that like people were watching it with their family just because families were together during Christmas time. Not that like it was on Christmas they're going, hey, let's watch this, but you know,
Sure.
since families were together, it's like, oh, let's watch this movie. And it's like, oh yeah,
Oh,
not a
what?
movie to watch with your family. They didn't know. Nobody knew.
I guess not, because I like I'll tell you what, like my homegirl Jen had seen this movie, and she had told me about this movie and wanted to talk to me about this movie, and I said to her, "Okay, I'll get around to it." Didn't even think about it for a while. She came over again and was like, "Dude, did you see the movie? I've seen it like 5 times now." I'm like, "What? How is that? What is this movie?" So I like to go in cold, and I went in cold, and I'm like, "All
Oh,
right, I don't
that's
know."
good. Yeah.
I try not to when it comes to certain movies that I don't know nothing about, I like to keep it that way, so then I'm no idea. I have no point of reference or anything, right?
So I didn't really know what it was about, but I heard people were talking about it. And then right before I watched it, one of my friends sent me a message. She's like, "Girl, have you watched this movie?" She goes, "I don't want to ruin it, but she goes, "There's one part that people are all disturbed by." And she goes, "And I don't think it, I didn't find it." She goes, "I didn't think it was that bad." My friend is the type that watches like every quote unquote scary movie that comes out, but hates most of them. But she's like, "Oh, if I started watching Saw, I have to finish and watch them all though."
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I'm like, no.
No, that's okay. It's
But
okay.
then she watches them all.
But
Anyway.
she's got to be a completist about it. I
Yeah,
respect
yeah, yeah.
the commitment,
Right.
but
So she's
no, there was
like,
at least three things in this movie that I honestly had to I turned away and I was like, all right, man, come on, that's that we're good. Like I was literally like
I
talking to
know
it
what.
like if it was my drunk friend and they were like being silly, but then they took it too far. Like, yeah, that's how I felt during three
Okay,
parts in this movie.
so I know exactly which three parts you're talking about.
Yeah, I bet.
Let's not. I don't know if we're gonna do spoilers or not.
We have to do spoilers because we need to talk about this. But yeah.
So it's a
I was trying.
story of this kid that goes to this prestigious school in London and basically feels not in with the popular kids, and he wants to hang out with the popular kids, and it ends up that it's a, in my opinion, it was a dark comedy.
Oh, honestly, it was because there were at least a good couple of times where I was laughing my ass off. I wasn't
Right.
just like chuckling, I was laughing my ass off.
Right. Yeah,
Even though
so.
the first time I watched the movie, because I ended up watching it twice. I watched it last week and then I watched it last night.
Right.
I wanted to keep it fresh, and I'm glad I did that because there's certain things that I had like forgotten for some reason. Like the first time I saw it, I was like, "This movie is long, and I'm stressed, and what the fuck." Already going into it knowing all that stuff, it was much easier, and the movie flew by real quick.
Yeah, so I mean it's funny because so it's a story about this kid, in my opinion, he just wanted to be popular. He just wanted to be one of the cool kids.
Yeah, but
And took it to extremes and has an extreme way of doing it.
it would be easy to quantify him as that, but all right, let's just go. Listen, if you're listening to this, just watch the movie. We're gonna go into spoilers because I need to get a little deeper into this, because like it's easy to say yes, he wanted to be popular, but he was also pretty well off in the end, like.
You mean in the end? Yeah, he was very well off in the end. But
No,
you mean
not in the end.
originally?
Originally, yeah.
So
The
many was pop.
picture that he painted was not the picture that he actually had.
But that does
So,
not mean he had any real friends or that he was popular.
I mean, I
Or
guess.
that he wanted to be a cool kid. It just means that he didn't come from the squalor and shitty life that he thought.
I mean, I'm yeah, I guess, 'cause it's just like so. Yeah, so he's going to this school. He there's and I gotta pull up their names because I gotta refer to them.
Oh,
So
what? We got Felix, we got Oliver, we got
Furlong?
no, no,
Furlong?
no, hold
Furlong?
on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Oh
Because
my
he was
God.
a kid that we just watched in that movie where the race car driver who was playing the video game became like a real race car driver. That was the kid who played him.
The
Cousin.
main kid or the
The
cousin?
cousin.
Oh,
The
okay.
cousin. Fart, fart, fart. What was his name? Nope. Felix. Nope.
If I beat you there, then I get to
Like,
say
you go
it.
find it. I gotta let dog out real quick.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and just
He goes
pull
on
up
to
the
watch.
IMDb's also not a plug, but because I was referencing these people as characters earlier. Farley, 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 Farley,
Farley.
Farley, Farley, Farley,
Farley,
Farley.
Farley, Farley, Farley.
Although it's
Oh, and
spelled.
fucking, as soon as I saw it, I was like, ooh, Rosamund Pike. She was the bitch, the blonde girl. Yeah.
I think we've established that I enjoy watching anything that she's in. There's just she's very
I kind of loved that
captivating and
family.
mesmerizing. Oh my God.
Wanted more.
I don't know how, but I kind of felt like I knew the poor version of that family.
I needed more Carey Mulligan, that's for sure. I liked that
Her
character.
so let's talk about Care real quick. I was confused because
Poor, poor Pamela.
I mean, like you guys have her out all the time, and then but you don't want her there, and then like she's
Okay,
like,
let me explain this movie. Let me break this whole movie down for you right here in three words that'll explain it all to you, okay? You ready?
all
This
right.
might you ready? You ready?
I think.
White people shit.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We're not
I
gonna, we
got
don't want to talk bad. We don't want to tell them the truth, but we don't really fucking want them here. That's white people
you.
shit.
Wow. I mean,
Because I'm just gonna try and pay you off behind closed doors to get you to leave. That's white people shit.
That's why people bullshit.
Just telling motherfuckers to get out, which is what you and I would
So.
do.
Oliver, who's like the main kid who's wants to just
How tall
hang
is that
out with
motherfucker? Because that bugged the shit out of me. Is he a fucking Oompa
all.
Loompa? I got the impression he was really fucking small.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. I just figured that Felix was really tall.
And Farley, 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 Farley,
He was.
Farley.
I also feel he was really tall. I felt like both of those characters were very tall.
I feel
I
like
think.
whenever he was in a scene with them, he was like 5 years old. He looked like he was like a child.
Yeah,
Maybe that was on purpose.
I think so. I think there must have been something to purpose on that with them being taller than him for sure. So Oliver, who's the main kid, like gets befriended by like a dorky guy that he's like. So you're like, okay. And so at that point, they're kind of setting the stage of like, is Oliver just a nerdy guy who would pine to be with the cool kids. And then one day, Oliver is riding his bike and finds Felix on the side of the road, who's got a flat tire. And so he's like, oh, I got to get to class, blah, blah, blah. I got something important, whatever. And then so Oliver says, hey, why don't you take my bike? And he's like, what, really? And then so that made Oliver Felix's little hero. And because now he was his little hero, like that was his in, right? That's how he got into, hang out with Felix and become best buddies with Felix. And all of a sudden it was all about Felix and Oliver and stuff, even though like Farley was there and getting like, you can tell he was like seething and getting jealous. But then again, he'd probably seen it all at this point and seen exactly what's happening, again. But, and so, yeah, then so they have like a falling out, and then so then Oliver shows up at Felix's dorm room, all crying that his dad died, his tragic life with his parents who were drug addicts, and his dad died. And then so of course Felix feels bad for him and wants to like help him and takes him to the river and throws the rock in with his dad's name in it. Although that's the part I laughed fucking hilariously at one of them where he threw the rock and it landed on like on the side and not in
It was like
water and shit.
clunk.
He's like, what do you say? He was like, Oh, that can't be good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because your dad's not really dead, bro. So yeah, he gets it back in Felix's good graces, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, well, you should come, I don't know what you got going on in the summer. Maybe you should come, hang out with us at Saltburn, which is like this crazy mansion-y place that Felix, like Rosamund Pike is his mom, and fucking Richard E. Grant is his dad, which is kind of cool.
Good actor too.
Yeah.
He was great in this too.
Yeah, and but they're playing that like Chiba was saying with the rich white people shit, because like, Oliver shows up and like Felix is like handing, said, hey, I left a razor out for you, so you make sure that you're always shaving because mom has a thing about stubble, and I'm gonna you can borrow one of my tuxes because fucking dinner is always black tie, and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? So you're feeling like. Poor Oliver's getting sucked into this because, like he's just like he just wants to be friends with this guy, but then it gets like real fucking trippy because like he ends up like outside with Felix's sister, and because she ends up outside of his window in a nightie, right? And so he goes out there, and. Things escalate, and he yeah,
I didn't have a problem with any of that.
you didn't have a problem with him going down with her on her period, and then like him putting her fingers in his her
No, to
his
each
fingers
their
in her mouth.
own.
Sure, but that's
Like,
not for I'm not hey, I'm, of course I'm saying to each his own. I'm not saying like I'm like that is to each their own, but it's not for me, so it was hard to watch.
it didn't bother me.
Well, you're a sick fuck, so that makes sense.
Wait a minute.
What?
You're,
Well, who
but
said
you're,
that?
wait, you didn't
What?
just not finish saying to each their own?
Yeah, but you're a sick fuck, though.
Oh, okay.
But we're talking about you, though, you sick fuck.
I didn't have a problem with that. So like when my friend goes, oh, people are bothered by this one scene, I'm like, eh, it can't be that one. Take a leg.
No, so let's just get the gross scenes out of the way. So the second one would be after Felix was in the bathtub, and while he was alone in the bathtub, he was jerking off in the tub, but Oliver saw him, and he waited till he got out, and then he went to bed, and then he basically put his face at the drain of the tub and started like inhaling the jizz water. So okay, gross. And like I said, I'm like, oh, come on, man. I'm like, I don't know. That's like bathwater, even. Bleh, okay, but that was gross. But then comes
Okay,
these.
so wait.
Oh,
Let's go back to that part. So my I didn't that didn't bother me. It didn't shock me, let's say that didn't bother me either until he actually licked the actual drain.
Ugh.
Then I was grossed out.
Ugh.
It was the whole dirtiness of the bathwater thing didn't bother me
I don't
until
even
you
understand how that doesn't bother you, because it's like that's somebody's
again,
like,
eh,
bleh.
c'est la vie, whatever.
I
But the whole
guess.
but the germaphobe even that the germaphobe in me, even that bathwater part didn't bother me, but the whole licking the dirty drain, I assumed it was dirty. I don't know, maybe they had
It's
house
a fucking drain, of
clean
course
that
it
shit
was.
out. Yeah, that's the part that grossed me out, was the whole dirty
Ugh.
drain, like the fact that it was a drain, any drain.
Yeah.
That was to me the most disturbing part of the whole fucking movie.
Oh. Yeah, and so the last one, well, I guess we should. So the story gets really fucky, things start to happen. A lot of these things are like, why are these things happening? And of course, Oliver, because Oliver's gonna Oliver. And so he ends up like basically sleeping with his, messing around with his sisters, messing around with Furlay, and for so Furlay gets
Farley.
Farley, Farley, Farley. So Farley sees Barry and his sister, messing
Oliver.
around. Yeah, Oliver. And so he obviously tells Felix, and Felix is all butthurt the next day, and he's like, and Oliver's like, "Well, what's wrong? It seems like there's something's wrong." And he's like, "Nothing's wrong." Oh no, at first he's like, "Nothing," but then like when he catches him by the pool, he's like, "Oh, come on, man. Like, you know what it is. Like, you messing around with Annabelle, I think her name was." And then,
It was Venetia.
Oliver, Venetia, yeah. And then
Like the
so,
blinds.
yeah. And so then, of course, Oliver fucking turns the story and gets Felix back in his good graces. But now he knows that he needs to take care of fucking Farley, Farley, Farley. So he goes and threatens him in the middle of the night, and then it's basically jerking him off. And then he basically sends an email to Sotheby's that he has some pieces he wants to sell, which, the family gets fucking pissed, because they're like, "What the fuck, dude? Like, we took you in, like we've made you family and shit, and like you're gonna like try and sell our shit." So they kick him out the first time. And so now he's gone, and at this point, like, he's getting knee deep into shit. Long story short, he gets fucking Farley kicked out of the house. Annabelle has her own fucking
Venetia,
Venetia, yeah.
like the blinds.
So the climax of this is that, he's been telling Felix that he was, grew up in a shitty family and stuff. So on his birthday, which happened to be when he was still at Saltburn, they decided to throw him a party. And so Felix tells Oliver that he's going to take him on a trip, for his birthday. So he starts to driving him. And then, so apparently Felix found out some shit about Oliver and showed up to his parents' house, who are seem well to do
They're just lovely people. Just lovely. Mom
and
looked like she would have
alive.
been head of the PTA, like in elementary school, or like at least in charge of the bake sale or something.
And alive.
Oh yeah, and alive and not
And
selling drugs.
dad is alive, and yet none of them are drug addicts or whatever. So Felix is obviously fucking pissed, but he's still there, at the house, like asking questions, like, "Oh, really? Oh, because fucking Oliver had told his parents that he was, doing really well at school and blah blah blah, yada yada, making it sound, more grandiose than it was. And so they head back to the Saltburn house, and Felix is like, "After this part, like, it's too late to cancel this fucking party. We're gonna have this party, and then you gotta fuck off. Like, we're done." So the party comes, and it's a big old rager and shit, and and so, the entire party, Oliver's trying to talk to Felix, and Felix is just like fucking ignoring him. And then so Oliver follows him into the end of the maze and shit, and he interrupts Felix when he's like fooling around with somebody, and he's trying to plead his case, but at that point, like, Felix is just done. So Oliver goes to bed, and in the morning he hears a lot of yelling and screaming. Because nobody can find Felix. Where the fuck is Felix? Felix is still in the same place where we last saw him, in the field, but he did.
In a maze.
In the maze, and he did. And they go out there, and like rich white people shit, like Chiba done said, like, the dad was like, "Come on, boy, come on. We just gotta get you inside." And he's like,
Gotta get you warm.
Yeah, he did. He
He's
did.
cold.
He cold. He did. Yeah, and then the scene after that, where they're in the house, because rich white people shit, they gotta have breakfast, and so they're trying to have breakfast, and then the cops show up with the with the ambulance and the gurney
Corner.
and shit. Yeah, the coroner, and the coroner's got the gurney that's got to get pushed through the maze, and you could hear like the wiggly like wheels and shit, and it's just fucked up. It's real fucked up.
I was looking at Rosamund Pike's filmography. She's really good in this.
She's really good in a lot of
I was saying
stuffs.
though that she was in that one movie we watched. I care a lot about the which we did not like, but we liked her.
Which movie?
About the old folks home. Remember, she was taking care advantage of the old
Yes,
folks
yeah.
people.
Oh no, yeah, she was amazing, but
Yeah,
yeah,
dumb
yes.
movie, but she, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And oh my God. So yeah. The story is so trippy because then like the dad like basically pays Oliver to fuck off because he just wants him to leave. And then they like fast forward to like years, like what seems like years later. And then,
It was. The movie took place in two was like supposed to be originally in 2006.
okay.
And then at the end there, when he runs into her again, it was 2022 or something like that.
Oh, okay. And so, you know, they oddly, Oliver and the mom, Elsbeth,
Elizabeth, that's a great name.
run into each other at a coffee house or something. And, you know, he's like, oh, hey, sorry about your husband, you know. And she's like, yeah, you know, I'm really bummed the way that things ended with you guys. You know, I hope you end up forgiving him. And he's like, yeah, you know, it happened a long time ago. And so, you know, in their chat, like, Elsbeth is like, you know, you should come back to the house. You should come back to Saltburn. Like, you know, it's nothing, you know.
Everybody's gone.
And she's like, there's nothing holding you from not going back. So then he ends up going back and then end up tending to her. Then she gets sick. And then we find out that Oliver has plotted this the entire time. Even from like the flat tire of the bike, he ended up putting a thumbtack in Felix's bike. He knew that he would have been stuck in this one part, so he knew where to find him. And like he'd just been setting up fucking things to get acclimated into this fucking family and shit. The end, when he's like confessing this to Elsbeth as she's like on her dying bed, and then he rips the fucking like tube out of her fucking mouth and shit. And those things go deep. I was like, what the fuck? But the part where I was laughing my ass off is when he was hugging her and he was trying to put her arm over him, like hug me. And she was like dead. And I'm like, oh my God, you're fucking hilarious, dude. And then the end, the very end where he's now king of Saltburn, basically, and he's fucking as naked could be, which was
Because
funny. It
that's
was
what
great.
you would do.
100%.
Exactly. That's what everybody would
100%.
do.
But the funny thing is that like during the movie, like when they were in the wheat field, you know, Farley was like, hey, we can't wear clothes in the field. And so then Oliver takes his clothes off and he goes, I didn't see that coming. There's a twist.
Didn't hear that. Didn't
And
hear
then
that.
sure as doodity heck, you watch the end of the movie and you're like, good for you, Oliver.
Found it odd that the family was all hanging out in the fields naked though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
Because they were
be.
all family.
Well, if you remember when they get to the house, Felix admits that he'd fingered his cousin accidentally.
Yeah,
So
I
there's
remember
a
that
lot of
part.
some weird. There was a lot of weird shit there already as it is with
Okay,
what
did
was
you
going
notice
on.
also the end when he was done dancing and he stops in front and he's got all the four rocks?
He went swimming
He
and
got
got them rocks.
all four rocks.
Oh my God. That
Wait.
movie was trippy.
So what do you rate this trippy movie?
The first time I watched it, I think I would have rated it differently than the second time I watched it.
You were a little disturbed after the first time you watched it.
I was disturbed the first time I watched it. Maybe I wasn't like in the right mood to watch it or whatever, but like I think I enjoyed it a lot more on the second viewing. So I'm gonna give it a bow, bow.
You,
Yeah, I'll give it a
I
two.
was giving it a slightly more. I was giving it a bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Great cast, really pretty imagery and shit like that. Probably wouldn't go watch it again though.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would recommend it to people. It'd only have to be a very certain kind of
It's
people.
a certain kind of person that you would like your dad.
No, I don't even know. I mean, he'll probably watch it on his own. I don't know if I would recommend it to dad. I'm like, it's not that,
But
it's
I'm saying
not
like if
bad
it,
twisted. It's
right,
not.
but I'm saying like it like it like the kind of personality of a person that I would.
No, not my dad. See, my girlfriend, the one that was like, hey, have you seen this? She's the one I would recommend it to. Like, she's the one
Okay.
that, not recommend it as in like, yeah, watch it. Let me know your opinion. Because
Okay.
I don't think anything phases her. Like I said, her and her husband went to like a autopsy museum one time.
Ew.
She like,
No,
you know,
no.
remember she keeps like mannequins and parts around the house and stuff like that. And her kids grown up, it's totally fine. And she likes collecting, like, I'm like, hey, there's a dead deer down in my ravine. You want a nice skull? She goes, oh yeah, that should be good. That
Oh my
should be
God, she's
cool.
like my friend T. Like she loves that shit. Like
Yeah.
when we were in Oxnard, there was a dead seal, and she really wanted to like
Yeah.
take the skull from
I
this
know. I
thing.
told my, you know, my friend's like, yeah, that should be good in about a year. It'll be.
Like,
So yeah, salt burn.
Saltburn, worth watching if like y you want something
If you
interestingly
don't
fucked up.
mind, like, I would not recommend it to my mother.
No. And we didn't even talk about the last fucking scene
Let's
that
leave that. Let's leave some.
really.
Well, just because it's like, you know, if somebody actually wants to watch it, let's leave. Let's not unturn that
Wow,
leaf.
really? Because that is it. I'm just gonna say this, and I think it was you who told me this, that when he filmed that part in the, oh, maybe it was Jen actually that told
No,
me that.
yeah, no, it wasn't me. I didn't know anything about the movie.
So this one specific scene, and you will know what it is when you see it. So apparently he told the director to give him a camera and leave him alone.
Nah,
So
I can see that.
he filmed that entire scene by himself with nobody else on set. So,
Nice touch.
yeah, it was something. It was
Somebody
something.
who understood the character.
I mean, seriously, like, wow, man, yeah. If you didn't get no direction from that, then you definitely knew the character like really well.
I got some animals hovering around me because it's almost any time.
Dinner time. So, what should we watch next week?
Okay, so I got a couple ones that I added to the list, but I'm gonna have to go ahead and pick one for next week. Ew, there's a bug. Here, I'll tell you what I added though. I noticed that Max has the Priscilla movie on it. I'd like to watch that
Ooh, I'd
eventually. I
like
put
to
that on
watch
the
that.
list. I know you would. Also, I ran across this a while ago on Prime by accident, and I saw the preview again last night when I was there. It's this high school. All I'll tell you is like it's a high school comedy movie, and it's just called Bottoms. And I'm like, oh yeah, I wanted to watch that.
Oh, okay.
But I think this one we should jump the line because it's brand new to Netflix. It like just came out like yesterday. That new Adam Sandler movie, Spaceman.
Yes. All right. I
She said,
almost, believe it or not,
yes.
yes, we're doing that one. Yes. I almost watched that last night.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just watched Saltburn. Do I really want to watch another movie? It was
Right.
already like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh, yeah, no. That's a no for me.
Netflix. All right, yeah, I'm intrigued by that one. Like I saw the preview, was like, okay, this is fucking weird,
Right?
and I don't know what kind of soul selling fucking Adam Sandler's done with Netflix, but
Oh no,
he's
yeah,
done it.
he signed a Netflix deal. He signed a
I
Netflix
know.
deal, oh
That's what
yeah,
I'm
a while
saying.
ago, and it was
Like,
for like 10 movies or whatever it was. And yeah.
yep, that's some soul selling shit right there. But
Well, I mean, that was the cool thing about it. He's always talked about why he loved it and why he did it, because I just get to make movies with my friends or make movies whatever I want. I don't have to listen. It doesn't matter what critics say. It doesn't matter what I did to the box office. I still get to make my movie.
fair. I respect
Right?
it.
Right?
Fair.
Yeah.
All right,
All
cool.
right.
Well, then that's what we're watching.
Spaceman.
Keeping it high and tight. High and tight like a haircut. Got
Right?
it in under a little over an hour. High and tight.
I like it. I like it.
Cool.
Until next time, my friend.
Pew, pew, pew. Bye.
Bye.